Girl, and who eating your ass? Is she letting niggas eat her ass? Oh, who is eating your ass? Who is eating your ass? Wow, wow, wow. These people are crazy. You only watch that motherfucker twice a week. Get, give it. Get. Okay, let's go. 4671.
Hey,
hey, what's going on?
I want to get into Erica Banks.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You said that she has already happened in some type of way or form, but
I believe she
totally
has.
Disagree.
Okay.
I understand that, you know, you have a relationship with her. You're trying to save that relationship.
No. Let's be clear. 450,000 followers. She has millions on Spotify, millions of monthly listeners, able to live a full-time, able to live off of her career, off of her music, able to pay her bills off of her music, okay? Let's be very clear here. She has done a soundtrack on a Halle Berry movie, okay, alongside Cardi B.
Oh, wow,
she's
really?
But that's not a big – that's not happening as an artist. Do you know how many artists would kill to be in these positions, to have millions of streams, to have over 400,000 subscribers, to be performing at Rolling Loud? To me, to be on tour with Summer Walker and T-Pain, that's happened to a certain degree. Is she Megan Thee Stallion? Is she Cardi B? No, but we cannot act like this girl is – her career didn't happen. She's an artist. She is. But go ahead.
Okay, she just – yeah, that's not my type of girl at all. And I feel like you just really put her thing, like you just made it sound like a resume, because we're not going to sit up here and act like she's just doing it. Like, when the last time Erica Banks have even charted?
So, okay. No, I'm asking
okay.
this, but we're talking about, so charts make you happen? I don't think a chart makes you happen.
Charts are
way.
Very important in the music industry, but we don't have to stay on that topic. You definitely drove her up. You made her seem like more than what she was. I mean, she was on that flop track. But, hey, here's the thing. I do not like her. I think she cannot rap. She have the same cadence, like all back, pop out. Like, she do that same thing in that little – the link in between the fingers and that ugly face and the black neck. I am not here for it. I hate her. But that's all I'm going to say in regards to her. As far as Big Nasty, Big Sexy, he is a key, and I 100% agree with you on if you're going to be that big, you need to shower 100%. I'm a big guy myself. I take about 3 showers a day. If I don't, I feel nasty.
And it's no shade against the big girls. It's no shade against the big girls. Big girls hit differently. Big girls have to carry themselves differently. Big girls a little bit more, they perspirate and sweat a little bit more. You know, as a big girl, there's a lot more to clean. You need to be as a big girl, you should always smell good, because the first thing that they say about a big girl, she got cracks and crevices that is funky, and she sweat a lot, period. You need to make sure that you don't got no crumbs in your different pockets. And it's no shade. And then you're trying to get online and act like, girl, and who going to pop me, boo? No one's gonna gag you, but, girl, that's disgusting. Thank you.
You was 100%.
Thank you. 1-4. Oh, wait. You drop your last 4, Yemi Brown. Thank you. Kiss of Me Lives. Nikki is loving this drama. She's going to use this for Queen Radio. Nikki needs this more than Erica Banks. Okay, 1-4-1-2, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. That's crazy. like you say, like, me personally, people call me slow or tell me that I take too long because, like you say, I ain't leaving my house without washing my ass. Like, I'm a little girl, and I be sweating like crazy.
Yeah.
I know the bigger people sweat, and, like, I had a big best friend in high school, and, yeah, she took about 3-4 showers a day. Like, when I used to spend a night at her house on the weekend, she got up, took a shower. About 12 o'clock, she was taking another shower. 3, she was taking another shower. She took another one before she went to bed. I'm like, you clean, girl. But like she said, I'm big. I got to make sure I sweat it. But that's crazy. Then you say you let people eat his ass ill.
Okay, thank you. Because you just going to keep going. 0609, you're live on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to say a few things about Erica Banks. I think that last caller was a little harsh about hating her. I don't think it's about hating someone. I think it's more her personality and brand. Yes, she can rap, but people have to want to kind of act like you, be you, want to get into your brand. And I don't think she has that. Do you think
so?
Yeah.
Well, I think she could have it if they strategize better. I feel like they're more about like the social media engagement versus like really capitalizing on these moments. I think it's more about saying like, oh, look at how, look at my engagement. Oh, I get like, it's all about the post versus like really a strategy. And that's kind of what I'm feeling. Cause I'm like, why would you not get on the We Go Up remix? If like, it almost is like, why did you even say anything? If you wasn't really ready to rap.
Yeah, and then also, did you ever check out her old tweets even before she got into the industry?
No, I never did.
How she was, basically, she was a huge Meg fan, saying that her alter ego was Megan Thee Stallion, how she wanted to be like her, and she was killing the game, and that's who she wanted to be. And then she also, she deleted these tweets, but you could find them. I think they're on Twitter. And then she was saying how Nicki's better than Cardi. She basically was dissing Cardi and Latto. And she deleted all those tweets. And then I think another thing that's holding her back, you said with the Carl thing, is that I think she has a one-sided beef with herself because I think when they did that, wasn't there a remix that the DJ Chose remix?
Yeah.
You remember how she was all under the shade, not shade room, the Neighborhood Talk comments when they both did the remix and she was being shady towards her? Like, I think she came in the game wasting her time trying to be being put up against Meg.
No,
and that
well,
really
so the DJ Chose for sure. That was Meg. Meg was definitely moving funny. She always supported Meg. Meg didn't like her because the way that Meg felt like that they were using her
Erica
to get to Meg.
Erica did it.
But I definitely seen the DJ Chose thing. Erica had that first. Megan Thee Stallion,
oh, yeah,
Big Fish, Little Fish to her.
DJ Chose asked Meg to do the remix, but I'm saying she was, every time there was something going on, Carl would always go to the Neighborhood Talk and like, basically was shading Meg, and then Erica was right under the comments with him shading her. Megan has never said one thing about her, only in freestyles. Like, if she threw a shot, Megan would do it back. But she's never spoken about it. I think it's funny that whole team at 1501, anytime they want to get trending, they always have to bring Meg name in. If that Martina Marie girl, when she purposely did that whole, she's something.
Well, Martina Marie is trash.
Yeah. Well, when she wanted to get traction, whose name did she bring up? Every interview that they have, they're always talking about Megan. That's the only time you notice that they trend is if they're being compared. And I think she likes that. I think that she actually likes being talked about the way, like you said, if you're going to rap, just rap. Show them that you can actually put it down. And you don't have to be the best. There's a lot of female rappers who can actually rap. Just do your job, like you said, and just shut up. But at the end of the day, that's how she came in the game. And look at her now. You know what I'm saying? I'm a huge fan of Meg. Yeah, she hasn't been so great either, but she does what she needs to do. She does her music, and she shuts up. You don't have to like her, but she's doing her job. Erica, I think she thrives off the attention. And Carl's not doing his job. He's really setting her up because it seems like he's more trying to get at Meg instead of putting, like you said, put his attention on her. Let her shine if she, you know what I'm saying, if she's that great. I don't think she's bad. Yeah, I think she can rap, even though I'm a Meg fan. She can rap, but she needs to just focus on her job. You don't need anybody. You're saying, look how many people are against Meg, but she just does her job. And like you exactly. said, I think that if Erica unfollows you, I think that's petty because at the end of the day, you give all the girls great criticism. I don't see you being biased against anybody.
Well, I just think that what is the point of opening your mouth and causing all this conversation and having like all these eyes on you to completely not be prepared to arise to the, like, if you don't think that everybody is waiting for you, you giving Flo Queen, you, that was a very big statement that you made, and you made it towards Nicki Minaj, and you're not, and Nicki Minaj says, okay, well, bitch, here's the beat. Let's go. And you go and drop something left field, like, and then you do this other, like, what are we doing?
I think she was too busy trying to be petty. Like you said, if you look up her old tweets, when Lotto was saying she was Big Lotto, she was dissing her. She dissed Cardi. Cardi still gave her a chance. And like you said, she was too busy trying to be up under Nicki. And look where that got her, nowhere. Like, she literally has nobody. And I think
the best thing
Meg probably did was, thanks.
All right, 3383, we got to keep moving because we're going to move on to station head for everybody else. 3383, I just don't want to make this too long. 3383, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi.
Okay, so I just wanted to get into this Erica Banks thing. I really thought she could, you know, happen. She's a great artist, but I feel like she's a little too confident. She feels like she's something she's not. Because I feel like the only reason she didn't hop on the We Go Up record is because she feel like, oh, yeah, like, I don't have to touch that. Like, but, girl, like, it's not there yet. It's not giving that.
No, it's not giving that at all. I don't even feel like
it.
And like, even the blogs, like, they're not even respecting her. Like, they're, like, they're playing in her face. Like, they're not even really posting her new music.
And I'm just trying to figure out, like, 1501 really is a joke to me. I thought maybe he was acting like that with Meg because of the contract and stuff. But 1501 really is a joke because they're not putting anything into Erica. Like, she should be in the gym. Like, you got a song called Slim Waist. Where is it at? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, have the look. Get the look together. Like, you're not even likable. Like, nothing about Erica's like, oh, my God, like, I would want to go have drinks with her. Like, you're not likable. It's cocky.
I won't say that.
Have the accolades to show for it.
She's
not likable.
Well,
like,
there's
she seems
this
cool,
idea.
But she doesn't, like, you know, when Meg came out, it was that whole, oh, a friend is friend. Oh, she was so welcoming. Erica doesn't give that.
Maybe you feel like there's maybe a phony vibe about Erica Banks. Maybe that's kind of what it is. I don't know. But I just think that, girl, you know, like, I think maybe she's not as big as she thinks. It's like, girl, and maybe she's like, I don't need to touch that because, you know, but I do think that this, to me, the reason why this bothers me is because if I'm being honest, I'm a diehard Erica Banks fan. I just felt like I didn't know where the next moment was going to come from for her. Big moment, right? And so this was it. Everybody's talking about her, you know, and, you know, whether good or bad. And instead of and then this is musically again. This is now this is rapping too, and now this is connected to Nicki Minaj. And my thing is, outside of feeling like you need to, like I said before, outside of feeling like you need to hop on this, like, I don't need to hop on her shit. Like, these other girls is hopping on it. No, but you started the conversation. And essentially, you got Nicki Minaj to really respond to you without really responding to you. And again, if you're really that itch like that, you should have bodied that freestyle, right? And then whenever they played that We Go Up in the Club, because they planned it, they would have had to double it back with your version, because it was just that good. That's where I would have been thinking. I would have been thinking, okay, Nicki, you want to play on my face? Guess what? Every time they play your song, girl, they're gonna play my version too. Now let's get into it, because my shit going to be that hard. That's what I would have been wanting. I wouldn't even been on, like, trying to get on the remix.
I just hate that she's letting everybody make her the joke because she can really rap. Like, she wasn't capping. Like, she can rap. She has songs. But it's like, I'm mad that she's even letting these people play in her face like this. Like, you're making yourself the joke, and it doesn't have to be like that. Like, you could have really made this your time, but it's like you're too stuck in your own head and think you're there that you're not even trying to give it that chance.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so listen, it's all y'all in here. But y'all know we got another show. So we're gonna do it on station here. Oh, they said the Big Sexy is talking about the stream. What did he say? Tell him to call in. That's some tea. Janelle Nicole, they said Big Sexy. Somebody call in. What did she say? You can't not watch your ass. You can't not do that, love. You can't not do that. They talking about take some more calls. I want to know what he said. What is her last four? Call in. What did he say? Hold on. 1598, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
hold on. They said pay him. What am I paying him for? We already talking about it. Oh, he live. He's live stream. I'm not listening. I don't pay for interviews. I do not pay for interviews, Big Sexy. You know, but you said what you said. I just thought that was very interesting that you don't wipe your ass. It's no shade. But I believe as a grown man, you should be wiping your ass. I wipe my ass. And also I throw my drawers away if I've had an accident. Like I said, I'm not going to sit up here and pretend like I've showered every day, and I'm not going to pretend that I haven't, you know, thought I was pooping and sharting. Things like that have happened to me in the past. But at some point, I'm never going to get up and do a wipe if I know I'm going out to a booking or to an event or to a party. I'm not going to go to a club and say, you know what, girl, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, wipe. And that's it, girl. Let me go. I'm dressed. No, girl, I'm going to go wash my ass if I'm in the bathroom. I'm not doing that at my house. Now, that's your prerogative. It just wowed me that that is what you chose to do. Now, I'm all for being honest about it. You know what I mean? On social media, so a girl cannot read you. I'm all here for it. Like I said, I don't know the landscape of what happened with your relationship, so I don't want to get involved in that. But I do believe that there is some insecurity there because there is a lot of giving a lot for, like, it's more time spent on wanting to be outside than cleaning your ass. There's a problem. And it's no shade. It's no shade. But you said it. You said this. That's what kills me. People be feeling away off of stuff that they said. You said this. You said you don't wipe well. You said that you don't wash your ass. You said this. I didn't make this up. This is not allegedly. You said this. You said that you would be at your home and do a wipe. What is a wipe at my house? The only thing I'm wiping real quick at my house is maybe if I bust a nut, and I'm gonna get the rag and I'm gonna wipe real quick, and go get some juice. But eventually, I'm gonna get in the shower. You stop that, Big Sexy. You stop that. You stop that, and you don't feel some type of way because we're talking about you not wiping your shitty ass. You stop that. That's not fair. You said that. You said that. Not me. But yes, Joe, he says he needs to be paid for interviews. He's apparently going live. Okay. Don't come over. Why do they come over here and be mad at me? You said that. What? Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you what she said again, since she mad at me. She said that. That's you going live to read me. That's you going live to read me. Why they reading me? Why do I have to be read? Girl, you reading me because you went, what? See, this is why, now she going live to read me. Oh my God. I can't never win. I'm always the target. This is what she said. I'm not in the relationship. I didn't interview the boy. I'm going off of what she said. I don't care about none of the other stuff. It's no tea, but you can't be mad at it when the girls start talking about your wipe down, baby. How you mad? No, the girls are not gagging you. The girls are not gagging you, but the girls are gagging. You're gagging the girls. Yes, you are that bitch with a stanky ass. Period, Pooh. Okay? Well, no one, but you can't feel away when we talk about it, girl. You're big, sexy. You're the celebrity. You're big and famous and rich and all of these things, girl. So you're a public figure, girl. You have over 500,000 subscribers, and, girl, you have people know you. You have brands. You're booking. You're busy, and you are online telling people that you don't bathe or wipe your ass. Well, and you're mad at me. You said this, not me. You said this, not me. Some days you don't feel like washing. Some days you're just going to do a wipe. Nobody, but we definitely going to talk about it. That's some tea. Down. And you look, your best friend knew that was a fool. The best friend is over here weak. Carol, no, she don't. She do not be taking no bath every day. That's the fool that everybody know that she don't take a bath every day. That shouldn't be common knowledge news. You feel me? That should not be a like, no one should know that I don't bathe every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means, like, why? How do people know that? Okay. And so you're mad at me because she didn't say, and she's given, some days she don't even wipe well. And she already told us that. She said this. I'm just going off of what she said, so I don't know how she's going online and going to be reading me later. I'm just doing commentary. My ass is clean. Big Dexy, my ass is clean. She's clean. 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 Okay? You see that? That is clean. 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 I washed it right before I got up here. It's clean. Okay, girl, it's clean, girl. Okay. Somehow I always get in the mix, girl, and I wasn't even gonna cover this. See, she better leave me alone, because, girl, I didn't cover the story where they was trying to get me to cover that story on you, where they said that you and another girl beat the girls up in Hollywood, and I didn't cover that story because I didn't want to be involved. So leave me alone, because I didn't have a proof on that. So I didn't cover that story where they were saying that there was a lawsuit because you was beating people up and beat up the girl boyfriend. I didn't have no proof on that. I have proof on you saying that you don't wipe well. So don't do that to me. Don't make me the bad guy. Please, don't do that to me. Do not do that to me. Don't do that to me. Don't do that. They say you posted me on this. What do you say about me? Now I'm going to have to go to this man's Facebook page. He dragged me on his Facebook page. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why is he? What is he saying? Girl, I'm not even on Facebook like that. Oh, God. Now I'm getting drugged. See, and this is why I'm going to just stop talking about stuff. Because, girl, how does this beat come about me? So now this man hate me. Where is he at? Somebody send it to me in my DM. Where is the thing at? What's his name on Facebook? What is his name on Facebook? I'm trying to find it. Hold on. Let me see. They said go to Instagram. People have tagged me left and right and stuff. Okay, hold on. Let me see. What are y'all doing? Let's not do this. Let's be healthy and clean and happy. Okay, hold on. I'm always being attacked, child. This is just not fair. I don't know what he's saying on Facebook, but go to his Instagram and you'll see him posting you. Oh, my God. Let me see. Oh, shit, that he posted it on his Facebook page. Hold on. Y'all sent that to him. Why did y'all do that? Oh, my God. Girl, why is he? As soon as I get in the mix, the stuff go crazy. Y'all are so annoying. It's just always got to be me. Hold on. I'm finna show y'all right now. Oh, my God. Now this man hate me because he done said that his booty stink. What's going on? I added two-step authentication onto my Instagram because somebody tried to hack me. So it's gonna take a second. While I'm doing that, let me take a caller. 4227, you live on the air.
Hey, I'm on. How you doing?
Hey, girl, I'm doing okay. I'm just always in some mess, clearly.
I'm like, oh my God, once again. Well, I wanted to go over this whole big sexy situation. Baby, that I don't even know really what to say about that, because I don't know no one in their right mind who don't wash their tail every day. In their right mind, I don't get it. I don't even really have many words to say on that particular situation. Erica Banks?
Yes.
You gave her good advice, and I really hope that she takes your advice, baby, and that she really, because I honestly feel like you need to be a part of her team, okay, to give her the sound advice that she needs to, you know, for her rap career to go where it needs to go, you know, because, girl, you did open up these doors for people to just kind of be watching you now. So, like you said, all eyes are on you right now. So you need to take this opportunity and rap. Really rap for real. Stop playing around and really rap. You know, this Popeye old thing and all this. I don't even understand. I ain't even understand the words in the damn song, just to be honest with you. But, yeah, I'm just spent with the entire situation. I don't know, baby. But thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to get into those two topics real quick. And
thank
I
you
always
so much.
Watching your show. Yeah. You have a good day.
You too, Bo. You have a good one. I love
thank
you for
you.
Watching. Bye. Okay, so I got what he said, y'all. the blogs keep talking, and I'm the type of person that stand on whatever the F I said, and nobody's going to check me about it. I say what I want, when I want, how I want, whenever I want to. I'm doing interviews about none of this. Just for free, pay me. I'll be going live shortly. I stand with you. Why he mad about the topic? Don't let him phase you at all. Mama is not being booked anywhere. Oh, God. I'm so lost. Did he really say that they are lying? Or, so you say that, but you talking about in conversation. He is a big hater. What? Now I'm a big hater. How am I? What the fuck? Now I'm a hater. Why am I a hater? What, I'm hating because her ass is not clean? Okay. Yeah, I'm hating. Yeah, you right. I hate that her ass is not clean. That's what I have. I got soap and water downstairs, and I will happily go wash my ass. But anyway, yeah, child. Yeah, I'm going to join his live if he want me to join his live, baby. Y'all send me when he go live, girl. We can go live. I don't know the full story. I was just talking about his ass. But yeah, girl, he done posted me on his page. Who sent it? Y'all are so messy for sending that to that man. Let me get up out of here. We will finish the conversation over on Station Head.